When Sonny left me, he had store of guilt, but he had spent it in London town, and now his return to his sunburned face, his own dear joy in a russet gown. He's come for another sark and band, and coax me for more of my coin, but I's good fish shall hold my hand, for Sonny shall never more be mine. Sonny rid home on a running nag, and fain would he have me gang to the shade, but never was Scot in such a case with riding upon a London jade. But now he repents of the painted face, and bans the lewd queens of London fine. He fain would have let his nag run a race, but Sonny shall never more be mine. He now would angle in my fish pond to quench those flames that scorch him so, and would put it in with his own hand, but let him gang where the north winds blow. I'se be content with my former dream, nor at his absence will I repine. No more will I taste of his curds and cream, for Sonny nevermore shall be mine. But yet methought that I was so sad to see poor Sonny look so forlorn, to think what glee I's once from him had, and that I should now his kindness scorn. Good faith, he looked both pale and wan, repenting that he had been so unkind, and begged of me for a sark and band, but Sonny shall nevermore be mine. He told me he would be now my slave, and never more see London town, but ganging with me should think it brave, take more delight in my russet gown than in that filthy copper lace that covers harlots void of grace, poxed and patched with an impudent face. But Sonny shall never more be mine. Good faith, I's keep close my two-leaf book, I's will not trust him to gang between, lest my fish pond is spud with his hook, because he hath leaked with a London queen. She having got him of all his store, and bid him to gang and seek for more, now he's returned both maimed and poor, but Sonny shall nevermore be mine. Though he showed me the gay green tree on which he oft had carved my name, whilst primroses I's plucked hard by and made him nosegays of the same, good faith, I smiled to see him weep because his promises he did not keep. But with a miss of the town did sleep, yet Sonny shall nevermore be mine. I's bid him gang from whence he came, and to the London mort declare he had wronged me, and could not for shame to me for house or land repair. He told me that she was muckle fag, for when he had emptied his bag, she sent him home with a running nag, yet Sonny shall nevermore be mine. And that he did entreat her still, but she was cruel and would not hear, swearing she would poor Sonny kill if that he stayed any longer there. Thus any eye may plainly see what he got by leaving of me, and what the queens of London be, yet Sonny shall nevermore be mine. Thus may the lasses see how I paid him for his base inconstancy, who for to ride on a London jade cocked up his bonnet and ganged from me, for which I shall requite him now and no more of his kindness allow, but let him gang home to his father's plough, for Sonny shall nevermore be mine.